This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the United States Senate opened hearings on the nomination of John Roberts to be Chief Justice of the United States. Members of the Judiciary Committee staked out positions on how much of his judicial philosophy the nominee must reveal. If confirmed, Roberts would be the 17th Chief Justice in the nation's history. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was on Capitol Hill for the hearings, and she has a report.
Arlen Specter, the Pennsylvania Republican who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, opened today's hearing by telling the nominee that he's not required to answer questions about how he will rule on specific cases. At the same time, though, Specter said senators have a responsibility to probe a nominee's judicial philosophy. And since Roberts, as a Reagan administration aide, wrote skeptically about voting rights legislation, affirmative action, and a right to privacy, Specter said the nominee should expect to face questions on those and other subjects that he wrote about.
It has been my judgment, after participating in 9, this will be the 10th for me personally, that nominees answer about as many questions as they think they have to in order to be confirmed. It's a subtle minuet.
Senator Joseph Biden, Democrat of Delaware, who's been through even more confirmations than Specter, laid down his own marker.
Judge, if I look only at what you've said and written, as used to happen in the past, I would have to vote no. You dismiss the constitutional protection of privacy as, quote, a so-called right. You derided agencies like the Securities and Exchange Commission that combat corporate misconduct as constitutional anomalies, quote. And you dismissed gender discrimination as, quote, and I quote, merely a perceived problem. This is your chance, Judge, to explain what you meant by what you have said and what you have written. That's what I said when I was chairman. That's what this is about. The Constitution provides for one democratic moment, Judge, one democratic moment before a lifetime of judicial independence. This is that moment.
Republican Orrin Hatch of Utah, like other Republicans, though, urged the nominee not to be too forthcoming.
Some have said that nominees who do not spill their guts about whatever a senator wants to know are hiding something from the American people. That notion misleads the American people about what judges do and slanders good and honorable nominees who want to be both responsive to senators and protect their impartiality and independence.
But Roberts faces Democrats who made clear today they are willing to vote against him. California's Dianne Feinstein.
It would be very difficult, and I said this to you privately and I said it publicly, for me to vote to confirm someone whom I knew would overturn Roe v. Wade. Because I remember, and many of the young women here don't, what it was like when abortion was illegal in America. As a college student at Stanford, I watched the passing of the plate to collect money so a young woman could go to Tijuana for a back alley abortion. I knew a young woman who killed herself because she was pregnant.
After more than 3 hours of senatorial statements, it was finally Roberts' turn to speak. While previous nominees have had prepared written statements that they read, Roberts spoke for 6 minutes without notes, but obviously with great preparation.
Judges and justices are servants of the law, not the other way around. Judges are like umpires. Umpires don't make the rules, they apply them. The role of an umpire and a judge is critical. They make sure everybody plays by the rules, but it is a limited role. Nobody ever went to a ball game to see the umpire. Judges have to have the humility to recognize that they operate within a system of precedent shaped by other judges equally striving to live up to the judicial oath.
Tomorrow, the nominee begins answering questions from the Judiciary Committee. Each of the 10 committee Republicans and 8 Democrats will get a half hour for questions on the first round, with more to follow. It's expected to be a very long day. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.